So I would like to talk to you today about the topic of rest. Mm. It's a subject that God has put on my heart in recent months. So we all know we have to rest, right? But what has God got to say about it, though? And how important is it to him that we rest? What is rest? And does anything actually get done when we rest? I want to take a look at Isaiah 30, verses 15 to 17. And I'm going to read it to you from the New International Version. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. You said, no, we will flee on horses. Therefore, you will flee. You said, we will ride off on swift horses. Therefore, your pursuers will be swift. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one. At the threat of 5, you will all flee away, till you are left like a flagstaff on a mountaintop, like a banner on a hill. So, I just want to draw your attention to that first bit in that verse. There's two things that are in our salvation. That our salvation is the thing that God saves us by. And that's repentance, which we all know about very much, and rest. The word rest here, I looked it up in the original text, and it actually means to physically, like, lean your arm on a table. So it's resting in the Lord. And I just think that's a wonderful picture that God is asking us to just rest in his arms, to rest in his promises, to rest in all that he is. So the dictionary definitions of rest are quite interesting too. Relaxing, lying down, to be at ease, to have tranquility or peace, to be quiet or still, to stop, to become inactive. Rest is a really big deal to our God. He even commanded it during key festivals. If you look in Leviticus 23, I picked out the Day of Atonement. God actually commands his people in this scripture to actually stop what they normally do in their ordinary business on that day. And they had actually spent 9 days before that preparing sacrifices, giving offerings to God. And on the 9th day, they were to stop everything that they normally do in order for them to actually receive peace from God and to be able to hear from him more clearly. That was his purpose in that commandment. So if you look at the last part of verse 15, God then goes on to say that in quietness and trust is our strength. We actually speak about being quietly confident, that people are sometimes quietly confident. And I really believe this is a result of turning to God, and it's actually a sign, an outward sign, that we're at rest. So I want to just go on to verse 16 and 17 and just give you a context of this scripture. Israel was about to have Assyria invading them, and their response to this threat, this invasion, was to basically go anywhere they could but to God for help. And they even went off to Egypt to ask Egypt for, like, really fast horses. So there was like a rush about them that they wanted to just get out and they wanted to solve the problem. And God responds to this very clearly to them in this text and says that their efforts will be completely futile. Their pursuers are going to be more swift than them, so it's not going to work. And also, God says that their state of mind is going to be so warped and so fearful that just one person of their enemies is going to, like, turn around and chase them, and 1,000 of them will flee in fear. So I think this is a warning from God of what's going to happen if we don't turn to him and adopt a lifestyle of rest, of quietness, and of trust in him. So the Lord showed me as well that rest is a state of mind and an outward action. And just like Israel was rushing off to get really fast horses, he showed me personally that my sense of urgency that I've carried for many years, wanting to rush into things, jam-pack my schedule full of exciting things, take opportunities that come up, even good ones, doing work for him that was very righteous and very worthy, it was actually a sign of me not resting in him. And it's a part of burnout. And verse 17 shows us about burnout. God actually tells the Israelites that this rushing mentality is basically going to lead to them going to the top of a mountain and being stranded there. It's physically, mentally and emotionally exhausting. The Message Bible translates verse 17 to actually say there'll be nothing left of you. So how do we pursue our hopes and our dreams and our promises from a place of rest? Well, one thing I've noticed is God doesn't like rushing. So many times in the Bible, I look to see, does he ever tell us to rush, to go quick in the Bible? And he doesn't. In fact, quite the opposite. There's many, many scriptures where he says, wait. Be still and know that I am God. Wow. Pace is really important to God, obviously. So I think the pace in pursuing our dreams and our promises is actually quite key. I just got a picture when I was meditating on this of a child learning to ride their first bicycle. And they get the stabilizer wheels on, and their dad comes alongside them, even with the stabilizer wheels, and holds them so that they're safe. And the child is full of excitement and wonder about this new experience of riding the bike. And the child isn't actually begging its papa to take the stabilizer wheels off. Daddy, take the wheels off, get me a bigger bike. I want to go quicker, faster, I want more danger. That's just not the mentality of a child. Maybe some children, but generally a child's attitude is to trust Papa, that they know, he knows when they're ready to move on to the new things. And Jesus told us to be like little children. So I think similarly, when we step out to fulfill our destiny, to move into a new ministry, to maybe use some new giftings that God has given us, I think this is a really good thing to keep in mind. Starting small, being at peace, focusing on the fun, keeping close to Papa, and having peace and confidence and trust, living from a place of rest. So I'd like to propose that more actually happens when we rest, because it's after turning to God and resting that he can save us. He can fully deal with us at that point when we're at rest. He can bless us. He can transform us. From the inside, he can work out our salvation and complete the work that he started in us. So turning to God in repentance and rest allows God to save us. It's quietness and trust that makes us confident and gives us our strength. So in our fast-paced culture, with all the responsibilities we have, the demands on our time and our energy, let's be intentional about resting. Let's learn the master and the art of quietness and stillness, of relaxing, of ceasing our daily business and being inactive so that we can clearly hear from God. I think these are the things that enable God to save us and enable us to hear from him more clearly. That's it.